Glad to have you here with us, and glad we've got Elizabeth Brown on the KSRO live line. She is the president and CEO at the Community Foundation, Sonoma County, and we're going to be talking about the Resilience Fund. Elizabeth, great to have you back.
Pat, it's so great to be back, and yes, happy February. It's
happy
nice to
February.
Turn the page on the calendar.
Yes, it is indeed, and February is a pretty active month for a lot of different reasons, right. But let's talk first about the Resilience Fund, and is the money still coming in?
Yes, so the Sonoma County Resilience Fund, we set up the day after the fire for mid to long-term recovery.
Right.
And we're close to $11 million.
That's great.
So, and the funds are still coming in. I think, as we've talked about before, Pat, most disaster giving does come in those immediate weeks right after the fires. But we find it's still coming in. And I think, like a lot of things, Sonoma County bucks the trend, including in our ability to be generous.
Yep.
So it's slowed down the pace, but it's still coming in. Some donors are especially interested in actually making sure their funds are geared towards the longer term and where the appropriate place for that philanthropy.
And we've talked a lot with a lot of city leaders and county leaders about finding the numbers, about the numbers mm-hmm. finally starting to come in terms mm-hmm. of the effects to our local economy of the mm-hmm. fires and what the prognostication is moving forward. And so I think I would hope too that once that information becomes gelled and known, that it may be another opportunity for you to go out and say, okay, you know, we're beginning to be in the mid-range point here, and now we know what areas more money is needed.
Exactly, Pat, and thanks for all you're doing to keep this front and center and having so many great interviews that are educating us all about the numbers. We're in that phase in terms of giving where we're moving kind of from the heart part to the head part. So there's an impulse to give that's definitely out of a place of compassion, and since we're
yes.
in February, I can say love.
Yeah.
And now we're moving into to the head place, where we really want information and data to inform decision making. And it's still evolving, as you very well know. So we're looking for all of those indicators by city and county and FEMA that are being collected. We're looking forward to tomorrow's State of the County.
Yes, indeed.
Address. I understand the Economic Development Board's going to be releasing some data.
Yeah, that's going on tomorrow morning, by the way. They have a breakfast meeting that goes on that hopefully will give us, you know, some indicators that we have not yet seen.
Exactly. So that will be helpful. And then we're doing some of our own research as well, where we're conducting some interviews and focus groups, and also a pretty comprehensive survey that we're doing in partnership with the Napa Community Foundation, interviewing, surveying hundreds of nonprofit leaders to get their direct experience on who they've been serving, how their services have changed, what do they see the needs are.
Numbers. So, numbers. Yeah, we
numbers,
really are
numbers,
at the head
numbers.
Part. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think I think it's truer than ever. I mean, one of our major concerns throughout the holidays and into the new year was how much were local nonprofits going to suffer because of monies earmarked for fire victims, fire survivors, and those kinds of numbers are just beginning to come in. And will that be one focus of the Resilience Fund, making sure that nonprofits are able to continue to operate?
It could be. We haven't made any specific decisions around our funding priorities, but I'm certainly a champion of making sure that nonprofits continue to have the capacity they need to do their work. Another thing that you and I have talked about before, Pat, is a reminder that the needs before the fire persist. And I'm very proud that we're continuing our 2017, 2016 type of grant making as well. And next week, actually, we'll be opening up on behalf of our partners, the Sonoma County Vintners. You probably know they raise, yes. they have an amazing fundraiser, raising yeah. millions of dollars for charitable giving. And we've got the honor of partnering with them on their grants program. And we'll be launching a broad-based community grants program next week. And that's, you know, a program we've done the past couple of years. So that's open as well. And that's for non-fire related.
And that will be the opportunity for people to apply for those grants?
To apply for those grants. And again, that's not resilience fund funding,
right.
but that is, you know, an indication we need to still fund the things that we were funding pre-fire.
Yeah, because that's what you regularly do, right?
That was our day job before the fire.
Yeah, yeah. Now tell me about the Community Foundation. How long have you been in business?
We've been in business about 35 years. So we've been around a while. In that time, we've made over $200 million in grants that have touched all corners of our county, all issue areas. So we've been in this business for a while.
And Elizabeth, are you talking to folks in similar situations who've kind of gone through, a similar, it's hard to imagine a similar, really, but something like what we have experienced in terms of trying to, you know, pick their brains for some of their experience and some of the knowledge that they were able to ascertain after the fact?
Definitely. That's been a core part of our data gathering there. Communities across the country who have dealt with disasters, including Katrina, 9/11, numerous hurricanes. So there actually has been a subfield of philanthropy called disaster philanthropy.
Yeah.
That's picked up lessons along the way. What we hear over and over again, unfortunately, is that this is a long haul that we're about to be in for, you know, think 5 or 10 years. So we've had a lot of encouragement to raise dollars that are both patient and flexible.
Yeah, and it's hard to be patient, isn't it?
It's hard to be patient,
yeah.
because there are so many needs, but we've got the job of limited dollars for what seem like almost unlimited needs.
Yep.
We need to make sure we're making smart investments.
Well, part of our conversation really since the beginning of all of this has been about the onion-like, image of this circumstance that we find ourselves in. And it seems like, even at this point, we're 3.5 months after the fires now, and it seems like every time we uncover a layer of that onion, 10 more layers suddenly appear. And 10 more
yeah.
areas need to be looked at and need to be studied. And, fortunately, thank God, we're beyond the immediate need portion for most of us. And, but the long term is really turning out to be a hell of a commitment, isn't it?
It sure is. And that onion is not unique to us. We hear from others that is what disasters are. I don't know if that makes it more comforting or overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But it is what it is. And I think you would agree with me that the consistency of generosity has been one of the wonderful surprises so far for us.
Exactly. From within our community and then over 70% from around the region and the country, which has been especially heartening, this national investment in us.
And for the Resilience Fund, can you talk a little bit about where that money is coming from? I mean, what percentage are we talking about from really inside the confines, say, of the fire area in the North Bay and how much outside?
It's about 30% inside and 70% outside.
I think that's still impressive at this stage of the game.
It's really impressive. So we've had just great investments by the field of technology, obviously the wine industry, and then just individuals and smaller foundations from around the country. And I really think there's a sense in communities around the nation that it's not a matter of if, but when. our community also has a disaster. So there's this sense of like, we need to have each other's back.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
not us in the middle of it.
Yeah. Because in addition to trying to deal with these layers, these many, many layers, of course, there's the preparation issue, which is huge, also a huge undertaking. And I'm just really thrilled that we've seen so much movement from our city leaders, from our county leaders, state and even nationally speaking, and we've seen so much good work done so quickly. And what I keep telling them is, understand that you're setting the bar now, and we're going to expect you to be able to operate at this capacity and at this rate of speed moving forward. To which, of course, everybody shudders and shakes. But it would be, you know, we realize now it actually can be done.
Exactly. And I hope you will help keep all of us accountable, and for the long haul, you know, that months and years, you're going to be keeping up this conversation.
Well, you can count on that, and you can count on many more conversations between you and I. Elizabeth, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks so much, Pat.
All right. Continued good luck to the Community Foundation and its Resilience Fund, thinking midterm and long-term recovery for Sonoma County.